The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Amanda Masney, licensed massage therapist and owner of the Loveland Massage Center in Loveland, Ohio, about, you guessed it, massage. Each week on Your Holistic Health, we give you practical evidence-based tips on different aspects of healthy living, focused on wellness and prevention. We turn to Scripture to support our discussions because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. This week in the news, we have some information on good seeds. I'm on a seed kick. There's three of them I'd like you to know more about, and they are chia seeds, flax seeds, and hemp seeds. Let's see what they're used for. Well, they all have something in common. First, they have fiber. And it turns out, different types of omega-3 fatty acids, good fats, if you will. But more than that, chia, these are like poppy seeds. They're tiny. They also, though, have minerals, other nutrients. They have calcium and magnesium, selenium and zinc, among many others. They can be ground or whole. They can be used in smoothies, soups, used to plump up a liquid because they absorb moisture. So chia seeds are the first. Next, we have flax. While whole flax seeds are great for the digestion, if you have constipation, the body absorbs more from them when they're ground, and that's when you get the added benefits of ALA, a type of omega-3, and other nutrients, antioxidants to be exact, called lignans. Again, when they're ground, they're better. They're probably also something that you should avoid if you have diverticulosis or diverticulitis. Talk to your docs. But these are used in breads or in muffins. And finally, we have hemp. And these seeds have gamma-linolenic acid. It's very powerful anti-inflammatory, as are most types of omega-3s or like anti-inflammatory antioxidants and anti-inflams. In nature, they also offer other 9 essential amino acids the body cannot make on its own, and these are used by sprinkling them on salads, and they give a bit of a nutty protein kick. So again, we have 3 seeds in nature for you to learn more about and hopefully try as a taste treat soon: chia, flax, and hemp. And now it's time to introduce our guest. Amanda Masney is a licensed massage therapist and the owner of Loveland Massage Center in Loveland, Ohio. Welcome, Amanda, to Your Holistic Health.
Thank you, Dr. Kathy. How are you today?
I'm very well and so thrilled that we have sunshine and warm weather. It makes an incredible difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. It's really nice after all the rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, please tell us, how and when did you first become interested in massage?
I feel like I have been doing massage almost like my whole life. I can remember as early as, I think, 9 years old, my mom used to pay me to massage her, and then later on my older brother, too. I just always loved making people feel better, and I seemed to be really good at it, so I just couldn't keep my hands off people, so I think... Yeah, from about the time I was 9, I was really interested in that.
And did your parents influence your desire to use your talents and sort of take it to the next level in becoming an entrepreneur?
Yeah, very much so. I was actually homeschooled, So, and my parents owned their own company, so I was around it all the time. And so...
It was a natural progression.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Yeah. You know, I have had the privilege of being one of your clients on more than one occasion, and I think that you have a very, very special gift on many fronts, and we're going to get to talk a little bit more about those gifts in the next few minutes of the show. But most importantly, I see you as a healer, and I wonder, do you consider yourself as such, and why?
You know, I thought about that question, and I actually, I would not go as far as to call myself a healer. I feel like we, in a way, we're all healers. Like, your body wants to heal itself, and I think that only God heals also. I feel like I have a gift and that I help to facilitate healing. Like, I'm more of an instrument of healing, that I help to remove the obstacles that prevent your body from healing. So, like, if you're tight and your circulation isn't flowing, because I think circulation is really everything, and that's how the body brings all the good stuff in and removes toxins. So I help that to flow better so that your body can heal better. So I feel like I'm more of an instrument than a healer myself. I just don't know how I would, you know, qualify myself as a healer.
All right, well, I accept that. I accept that, and that makes sense. I will, though. I want to give you some kudos, so I'm going to try it another way.
Thank you.
I think that you are probably, perhaps, the best diagnostician in terms of massage therapists that I have ever met and had the privilege, again, to work with and be a client of in my entire life. And I would tell you that that comes with having, you know, probably tried more than 20, 25 different practitioners in various areas of the country. So I do want listeners to realize that not all massage therapists are alike for many ways and many reasons. There is an interpretation of your skill that I think brings uniqueness to your practice, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think, see, I'm so passionate about helping people, and massage is like, it's like my art, it's an art form. And, so that's the gift that I have to be able to help people with. So that's what I'm focusing on. It's not just a job for me. So it brings me so much joy to help people. And so, yeah, it's I think that passion comes through with my work. I certainly, you know, sometimes I actually feel like the client on the table is giving me the, you know, a gift just by letting me work on them, letting me use my gift and letting me help them. It's amazing that somebody would come in, you know, and undress and let a perfect stranger touch them and work on them. To me, that is an incredible gift, and I'm very humbled by people letting me help them. I think that's so cool, and I just love it, and it seems like I have a real knack for it. I enjoy doing it. It's like I really feel like just like I'm in a, I get into like a flow when I'm doing it, just where I feel like I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do on this earth. And it's so it's really amazing to be able to do it. I'm just so thankful to have found a way to express, you know, a gift and a talent that I have, and that people, you know, come and allow me to do that. Mm-hmm. It's really a really cool thing.
Well, again, to further enhance, I guess, an understanding of massage for our listeners, let's dive a little bit into the different types. So in choosing a practitioner, there's lots of questions that one should ask. I think that's a fair statement. Not all massage is the same. So to get the best match for your goal, for your money, for your time, and to advance you to a place of healing, okay, what are the kinds of questions, and what are the different types of experiences? We don't have to go through all, you know, 50 or 60, but let's just kind of compare and contrast a couple of different types of massage and questions that should be asked of the practitioner.
Okay. For people that are getting ready, like if I was going to go get a massage somewhere, you kind of, it's, It's not easy to find somebody that's really good, to be honest. I've been, I'm actually looking for another therapist to work here too, and it's hard to find somebody that is experienced and that has the knowledge and skills and then also the passion for it. But there's like relaxation massage, which is just a general Swedish massage, and that can be very therapeutic too. Because for stress relief, you don't want necessarily a deep tissue massage. You want to be able to float away and relax. Like if you're being treated for depression or anxiety, you're not going to want to get a beat you up kind of deep tissue massage. The way that if somebody is going through, if it's an athlete and they really need, just their hamstrings to be worked out or scar tissue to be worked out. So there's a lot of different reasons. So I think the first thing would be to ask yourself what you want to get out of the massage. And then, you could go to a spa and get a really wonderful relaxation massage. But if you were looking to help with chronic pain or some other kind of more of a medical issue, then you would want to ask a lot more questions and do more research. A great way to start is to ask your friends, like get referrals from people who have had massage around the area. Ask them who they've been to that has been really good for them. That's always, referrals are a great way to find somebody that's good. But when you go like looking online, I always tell people like if they call in and we can't take care of them if we're booked or something, if they have some sort of a medical need, to try a chiropractor's office. That's a really good place to start looking for a medical massage therapist, where you're going to get somebody that's experienced and knows what they're doing to take care of those kinds of needs. Also, looking for certain words, like the types of, like you mentioned, there's so many different kinds of massage, but like neuromuscular work, trigger point work, deep tissue, myofascial release, these are all massage techniques that are used more in therapeutic massage. So, places that list those types of things that are things that they are skilled in is a good indicator that, that's a more medical type of massage therapy practice.
And again,
so I think go ahead.
I'm sorry. I guess, again, I'm guessing a lot of listeners aren't really aware that there are so many. To me, it has been a journey of learning. Personally, to have had 25 different practitioners work on me. Had I not had those experiences, I couldn't have the passion for bringing you on the air and others on the air like you to ensure that people really do their homework, communicate effectively. There are some contraindications. There are some reasons to choose light work if you have varicose veins or what have you, but there is a great variation between Swedish and relaxation and shiatsu.
Right, exactly.
Or trigger point. And my goodness, if you're not expecting that, it might...
Oh, you can have a terrible experience. Yeah. I've worked on people that have had, they're getting a massage and they haven't had one in years because they got bruised or really beat up by somebody and it wasn't what they were expecting. And so they had a really bad experience, and I hate running into that, but it happens all the time, definitely.
So I think
the communication is crucial. I love when somebody comes in and tells me, what they like, what they don't like, and I always ask people, even clients that I've been seeing for 10 years, I always ask before we do the massage, how are you feeling? What do you want to get out of your treatment today? Because people are different every single day. People I've been massaging for 10 years, I never have given them the same massage twice because their body's never the same. So I think, it's so important to, if the pressure is too much, you have to say something. Just like, hey, can you back off just a little bit? Don't be shy, because the therapist wants to give you the best massage possible. A really good therapist, I think, can tell just by feel and intuition what the right amount of pressure is. But if I'm ever not sure, I'll ask, how's that? If I'm working on a deep, spot on somebody that I know is uncomfortable, like a trigger point, I'll ask, how's the pressure? Do you want me to lighten up a little bit? So communication is huge. We, you know, as a massage therapist, you want your client to walk out feeling incredible. Like, you know, I want somebody to feel like that's the best massage they've ever had every single time that they walk out the door. So, and communication is a huge, huge part of that. Mm. It's really, you know, we're doing, it's kind of like we're doing this together, you know, the practitioner and the client on the table. It's not just me doing it to you. It's your body, you know, and your body is responding to me and what I'm doing. So, yeah, it's really important.
It is very important work. And before we go to break, I want to underscore that importance by sharing scripture with our listeners, and that's from 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? I think that's an amazing verse that tells me what sort of an administrative role you have as a practitioner, but also what a role we have in being good stewards of that incredible temple that's been given to us. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight our guest is Amanda Masney, licensed massage therapist from the Loveland Massage Center in Loveland, Ohio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, your host this evening, and our guest is Amanda Masney, licensed massage therapist and owner of the Loveland Massage Center in Loveland, Ohio. Well, Amanda, before the break, we were talking a little bit more about, you know, the body as a temple and how you are sort of the go-between, the partner, if you will, with your client. I love that. It is a team experience, and the importance of communicating back and forth. And, you know, certainly there is an element of trust, and we touched upon that as well. But I think it's a privilege to be in that space and in that experience together. And I also think that it goes beyond that physical touch that is so important. I think it's holistic. It certainly is incorporating the body, mind, and spirit. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I don't think that you can ever be doing anything with the body and not be also affecting the mind and the spirit.
And I think it's a very thirst-quenching experience when you have hit the jackpot, as you sort of alluded to before, and it's a great match, and all of that comes together, and it is what it is meant to be. But there are some tips that I'd love to go over, too, to continue on that theme of getting the best experience possible. Let's talk about a few of those on the air. So why is it important to drink a lot of water? I notice that's a recurrent theme with all of the massage therapists.
They say that, you know, I actually did some research online, and there isn't an actual scientific study that backs that up, but it is widely known that it helps with the removal of toxins. It's believed that deep tissue massage releases toxins from the muscles into the bloodstream, and that the water helps the kidneys and the pancreas flush all those toxins out. So regardless of whether there's the actual solid medical research behind that that I could find, water always, it supports the kidneys as they process toxins. That's what they do, and a well-hydrated body is going to transport oxygen a lot better, and so, you know, water is really good for you.
Our bodies are 70% water. Isn't that amazing?
Right. And muscles are also around 70 to 75% water. So, yeah, most definitely your it's very good to drink water after a massage. Mm-hmm. Massage is like a workout. So, I mean, it's just like you would drink plenty of fluids. Well, I should say a deep tissue massage certainly is more of a workout maybe than a relaxation massage. But it stimulates your skin. It increases your body temperature, so you're going to sweat more even though you're not realizing it. But you do lose water during a massage, so it's good to replenish and put that back in.
Are you a believer that massage not only increases the circulation of the blood, but also the lymph? And if so, is it worth talking about a distinction there, or is that pretty much all good? Because there are forms of massage that just focus on lymph drainage.
Lymphatic drainage is a really light, because the lymphatic vessels are very thin and delicate, it's a very light kind of massage. So yeah, it's a very specific type of lymphatic drainage is very specific kind of massage. And your lymph runs along the entire, with your circulatory system. So along with all the veins, because it cleans your blood. Your lymph is basically like your plasma. It's the blood without the red blood cells and white blood cells. And by affecting these, I definitely believe that massage affects the circulation of the body. We had learned in school, I was looking for the research study behind this too, but I couldn't find it, but that 5 minutes of massage on a muscle is equal to 2 hours of rest. So, because massage is mechanically pushing and pumping and moving the blood and lymph and fluids, you know, through your body. So if you think of like, if you had a sponge and the sponge was just sitting in a stream and the water is running through it, that's like your normal circulation running through your body tissues. Whereas massage would be like taking that sponge and holding it underwater and squeezing it over and over and over. So you're really rinsing, you're pulling and pushing fluid, which is, you know, your blood and your lymph, through all that tissue. So that the whole 5 minutes of massage equal to 2 hours of rest is basically like the amount of circulation and blood flow that goes through your muscles during 2 hours of sleep is the same as what is done in 5 minutes of massage on that muscle.
So and both are equally, yes, both are equally important. And I think you've really touched on a great message. We need our sleep, and that's not to be short-circuited. It just flat isn't. There is so much good
sleep
that's done to heal the skin, the kidneys, the brain, muscles, everything. It is there for a reason. It is not just, you know, taking up space and time. And I would put massage right up there with it. And so if you believe that, I'm going to ask you, Amanda, how often, ideally, should we be getting massage if we could afford it and we had the time and so on?
Sure. I think ideally, if your body was in a perfect state of balance, I would say not less than once a month, just to keep you in balance, just to have somebody go through your body like with a fine-tooth comb and just, you know, like a tune-up. So I would say at least once a month. If you are very athletic, then I would say, you know, a lot more frequently, every other week. I think that probably the majority of my clients, because I have people, most of my clients actually are on they have a reoccurring appointment. So we just set it up that way so that they have that to look forward to. It's on their calendar because with life, you get so busy. So you just don't make time to take care of yourself, and you really need to. It's so important. So it's great when you find a great therapist, to just set up a reoccurring appointment so that you always are, that's always on your calendar. You're not going to forget about it. So whether it's once a month or every other week, your body will tell you. Like a lot of people ask me that, how often should I get massage? And, when I'm first treating someone for something that they've been dealing with for a while, like a chronic kind of problem, I might see them twice a week at first, until we have what I like to call a breakthrough, where we're really getting ahead of their problem. And then we can drop it down to once a week. And really, I just let their body tell me. Everybody's different. So sometimes it might take somebody a couple months before they start getting into balance. And then you can tell, like, when you start to tighten up again. So say I get that person into balance, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, they're like, oh, wow, I'm, you know, starting to get tight again. And so then they know about every 2 weeks they should be getting a massage to help keep them pain-free. And so that's the goal, is to, you know, so that you always feel good. It's preventative, kind of maintenance, you know, so just getting a massage often enough for your body. So everybody's a little different, but I would say not less than once a month.
Good words of wisdom. Like an oil change in the car is a routine maintenance sort of upkeep.
Exactly.
For prevention. Massages,
right,
too.
If you're taking care of yourself regularly, you're not going to break down. You're not going to need surgery. You know, it's, I think that the, you know, of course we age. That's, you can't get around that. But if you're taking really good care of your body from the beginning, you're not going to wear out as much when you're maintaining and, you know, taking care of your body. Mm. So I think that's so important. Preventative, I'm all about preventative medicine. So, you know, take care of things before it becomes a problem.
Again, excellent advice. We're coming up on the final moments of our show, and I just want to make sure that we give our listeners some more information about where to go to learn more about massage and your work.
Well, we have a very nice website. It is www.lovelandmassagecenter.com. And I've also put some links on there to some different research studies on massage. There's a lot of information about all the different techniques and links that I've added on there, too. If you have questions about, you know, what is myofascial release or what is trigger point work, if you're curious about what types of massage you might be interested in. A couple of the really cool types of techniques that we do at our office is ashiatsu, which my therapist Mandy does, where we have the bars in the ceiling and she's up on the table using her feet to massage, which is incredible. If you like a deeper massage, it's just unbelievable. And she also does the hot bamboo fusion massage. So we have links on our website with more information about those. Those are a little different. And then all of the different therapeutic techniques that we do as well. So, yeah, you can find all of that information there.
Well, now you've got me going. I've not experienced hot bamboo massage, so I guess I'm going to
have
to...
Oh, it's awesome. It's technically bamboo fusion is what they call it.
Bamboo fusion.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like a hot stone massage, but it's also not like a hot stone massage at all. I guess it's like a hot stone because the tools are heated. But they're these custom-made bamboo tools. They almost look like different shaped dowel rods, and she uses them just to roll, and it's really crazy. They're like roll, like hot rolling pins. She can roll, and it's hard to describe, but it's really great. I think it works the body better than the stones do, the kind of leverage that she can get with those. She can use them like windshield wiper blades, you know, across your quads. It's really awesome. And then she's got smaller ones, too, that she holds in her palms, and a lot of people describe it as, it just feels like her hands are really warm, and you can't really even tell that she's using a tool at all. So it can be therapeutic. She can use them deeply, or she can do it so it's very relaxing. It just feels like liquid heat moving across your body.
I love it.
That's really cool.
Thank you so
much. And we
much.
Don't charge any different. I forgot to mention earlier, but one of the unique things about our office is that we don't have different prices for everything. Everything is the same price. So whatever your needs are, that's what we're going to take care of whatever it is. It's like if you're on the table and you just want to relax and then I find knots, it's not like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do deep tissue because that'll be $10 more. You know, it's whatever your body calls for is what we're going to do to take care of you. So I think that's a unique thing about us too.
Awesome.
But so all of those different techniques that we have studied and are well-versed and skilled in are on the website with descriptions and information about all of them, too.
Thank you so much. We're all out of time, and I do apologize. And that's Amanda Masney, licensed massage therapist of Loveland Massage Center in Loveland, Ohio. I want to thank you for being our guest tonight. We're going to close very quickly with the quote of the week, and it happens to be a Kurdish folk quote. The root of all health is in the brain. The trunk of it is in emotion. The branches and leaves are the body. The flower of health blooms when all parts work together, end quote. Isn't that beautiful? Thanks again to Amanda Masney for being our guest tonight. Next week, we're going to turn the microphone around and have Bill Nance interview me, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, on current dietary supplement controversies. That should be a lot of fun. On the next edition of Your Holistic Health, you are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.